President Bush's budget plan includes some bad news for the Hubble telescope. NASA said yesterday that it will likely cancel plans to send a robot to install new instruments, batteries, and gyroscopes. The president's budget request included no money for the mission. Without it, the telescope is expected to die in a couple of years. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
When NASA's administrator, Sean O'Keefe, presented the proposed budget and the news about Hubble, he said, in essence, "It's not all my fault." He pointed instead to the National Academy of Sciences, which had thrown cold water on the idea of a robotic fix-it mission. In a recent report, the Academy wrote that the proposal was high risk and unlikely to be ready in time.
While I remain convinced that that is not necessarily an accurate view, it nonetheless is a position that I think has made it an incredibly difficult hill to climb to demonstrate to the contrary.
The Academy recommended sending astronauts up to fix Hubble instead, but there's no money in the budget for that either. O'Keefe, who will leave NASA this month, has always said a human mission seemed too dangerous. The budget does contain money for shuttle flights to the International Space Station. Some 25 in all are planned. Joe Taylor, an astronomer at Princeton University, says the idea that a human mission to fix Hubble is too dangerous doesn't make sense.
It's just hard to put together as a logical step. One flight to service a major telescope is 1/25th as risky as 25 flights to finish the International Space Station. It's hard for me to make it add up.
Taylor, who helped write the National Academy report, says the astronomy community will be very unhappy with the decision to abandon Hubble. NASA's plan now is to send up a simplified robotic craft that will lock onto the telescope and, when necessary, steer it down into the Pacific Ocean.
I'm sorry for my country that we have apparently made a decision which is pulling the plug on a very significant scientific instrument. NASA basically appears to be abandoning its science part of its mission.
NASA says it is just facing reality. The budget contains some money to find ways to keep Hubble going a little longer. One possibility would be to reprogram Hubble's computer so it can continue to function on two gyroscopes instead of three. Al Diaz is Associate Administrator for Science at NASA.
If we do that, it may be that we can buy another 9 months to a year's worth of operation.
It is also possible that Congress will try to change things. After all, it's Congress that takes the proposed budget and hammers out the real one.
I'm the checkbook lady.
That's Senator Barbara Mikulski, Democrat from Maryland, home to the institute that operates Hubble. She's also on the budget committee that funds Hubble.
And I'm going to fight to make sure it has a new servicing mission that keeps it alive well for another decade and give it a new set of optics that it can even see farther into the universe, which means it can see a heck of a lot further than the Bush administration in science.
Mikulski says she plans to secure $250 million for NASA to find some way to service Hubble. One congressional staffer, however, seemed skeptical that Congress would force NASA to do something it had already decided not to do. Sherry Bollert, a Republican who chairs the House Science Committee, said last week he was agnostic on the question of whether Hubble could and should be saved. But he added, "One can't help but root for it." David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.